Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz. Your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. It is Tuesday, October 9th. Let me welcome to the chat room Bonnie Fan Carroll and Yolanda Bell. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Joaquin Joyner's name, and that should bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. The last time we talked to saxophonist Joaquin Joyner was in 2010, so it's been a while, Joaquin.
Wow, yeah, it's been a minute. I've got two records now, two more records.
Exactly.
2010, so, that's when my self-titled Joaquin Joyner CD came out.
Exactly, and that's the last time we talked to you, exactly. So he is back with a brand new CD called Church Boy, and I think you guys are going to like this CD very much. Welcome back, Joaquin.
Yes, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here. Always fun.
Now, I want to continue with the conversation we were having just before we came on air. I was asking Joaquin about touring with Keiko Matsui. Some of you may know or may not know that he does tour with her, but that he is breaking away from the tour to do the Church Boy tour. So I asked him who's replacing him, and what did you tell me?
Yeah, you know, a friend saxophonist from Boston, Elon Trotman, he's going to be handling the duties for me.
Yay, and did you recommend him?
I did actually recommend him. Yes, I thought he had what it took.
Did he have to audition for her?
No, I mean, not really. In fact, you know, she's excited to hear his point of view on her music, so it'll be a first for her as well, so.
Wow. Well, congratulations to Elon Trotman. That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So Yolanda Bell is in the chat room. She says hello to you.
Hey, Yolanda. I just saw you over at, what's it, the, not the Birchmere. We were, Ramshead. Yeah, thanks for joining.
That's what she said. He put on a great performance with Keiko last week at Ramshead, and she'll be posting pictures soon on Facebook. All right. Well, thank
Absolutely.
You for joining us, Yolanda. So now, Church Boy, really nice. I love what you sent me, and thank you for that. Why this CD?
Well, you know, Church Boy, it kind of stems from, you know, my time coming up in the music in church, actually playing music for church. I remember as a young boy going to church, I always wanted to bang on the instruments immediately after service because it was the only time that I would ever have a chance to. You know, I was so intrigued by music. In fact, that's where my music sparked was in a church and seeing the youth choir and seeing the music and praise and worship. That really excited me. And, you know, fast forwarding about, I don't know, 15, 16 years into now having recorded three albums, you know, I believe that all of the music that I write comes from God. I decided that I wanted to specifically write and specifically put together a record that really says that I am a Christian, that I do follow the teachings of God, and you know, I am a music minister. I've always believed that everything that I write comes from God, and I wanted to put that in this record, Church Boy.
Okay, and what kind of feedback are you getting?
a lot of great feedback. I mean, you know, we were already starting to chart with the City on Our Knees single, which went to radio about 3 weeks ago. And people are really loving it and digging, you know, a lot of the tracks. I had fun recording with Jonathan Butler, who performs on one of the tracks, and also myself and Kirk Whalen did a rendition of Kirk Franklin's I Smile on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
And people are really loving it. In fact, you know, the band, we're finally getting a chance to start performing some of this stuff live. In fact, I did a performance in was it Charlotte, North Carolina, and that was my first official live performance performing music from the CD. And man, they the audience tore it apart. I mean, they really enjoyed it, and they also got a chance to get the CD before it actually came out. So,
Which is on Tuesday, October 23rd, the CD will be released. But it can be pre-ordered on your site.
Yes, you can actually go to my website www.jackkimjoyner.com and pre-order the CD. So you can make sure that you have yours right on the release date. And also, if I see you on the road, you know, you can always pick up one. In fact, I'm doing the show this weekend at Catalina Island, where I will have my Church Boy CD that people will be able to get before the release date. And also, October 19th at Anthology, I'll be doing a show playing tracks from the Church Boy CD, where people will actually be able to get it before the release date. So there's a couple opportunities in the LA area to actually get the CD before it actually comes out. So this is great. I'm pretty excited.
All right. Now, I read, I was reading on the bio on your website for this album, and I'm going to start it off, this what I read, and I would like for you to finish it, the story. It says, the album is a transparent and honest testament of Joyner's faith. After graduating from high school, Joyner moved from upstate New York to Virginia and had found himself with no money, no job, and homeless.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was interesting because, I did have a job. it was interesting because, you know, after graduating high school, I didn't really know exactly, you know, what I wanted to do. So I had moved into an apartment, and I couldn't keep up with the payments. And the interesting thing is I had got a car at the time, and I don't see how I was able to get a car and not afford the payments on the rent. I did some weird... some weird thing, but I kept up with the car payments, but I didn't keep up with the rent payments. So they had to let me go. I was sleeping in my car, and I was actually in college at the time, and I was working full time at the time. Actually, I was full time in college at Thomas Nelson in Hampton, Virginia, and I was also working at MCI full time. And I think it was about 3-4 months where I didn't actually have a place to stay. And the thing is, I never really told anyone, and no one knew, you know, because, you know, I was so ashamed about that. But, God helped me through it, you know. I mean, he just really brought me through that time in my life and taught me a lot of things about myself, about my music. And, you know, I started to work with my pastor in the church, and I became the music director at World Harvest Outreach in Newport News, Virginia, and that's where I, you know, got to hone in on my keyboard and piano skills and really learn the whole thing about devotional music and how it works and working with choirs and you know, I was brought out of being homeless to God actually exalting me and later things started to really turn around for me after moving to Los Angeles and putting out my very first CD, Baby Soul. And from there, everything just started to move upwards. And, you know, it's just a testament to where God can bring you from.
That is a great testimony right there. That's a great testimony. So I read that the song Still I Rise is one of your favorites.
Yeah. Still I Rise is you know, that song ministers to me. And before I was even considering recording that song, I was listening to that song. You know, it was a song that I would use to minister to me anytime I wasn't feeling good, and I just needed some uplifting in my spirit. Even back when I recorded Baby Soul Music, you know, that was one of my songs that I would listen to. I never really considered or thought that I would actually record the song. You know, interestingly, that song was played. My mom used to play that song every day in the morning, you know, before we would go up in school. When I was in high school, it was my mom was a fan of Yolanda Adams. I became a fan of Yolanda Adams, And I always remember that song. And it's just one day I say, man, let me just find out, you know, ask my mom, you know, what was the name of this song. And I went and downloaded it, and I put that on my iPad, on my iPod, and it was one of the songs that I started listening to. But, you know, now that I have a gospel record, and during the time and process of, you know, producing a gospel record, I said that I really want to perform that song. And, you know, as I was performing that song in the studio, you know, the Spirit just came over me. You know, and you know that it happens sometimes in the studio, even when I'm recording tracks that aren't even gospel. You know, the Holy Spirit can come in and really minister to you through the actions that you're taking. And you know, I couldn't even make it through the song. It was such a strong presence of God as I was recording that song in my studio. So I knew it. I knew I was doing the right thing. And you know, when it finished, I really loved it. It came out excellent, and I was very excited about it. And you know, that's one of my favorite tracks on the
circuit. Oh, wow! How many times did you have to record it?
That song, really, I mean, that it was probably a two or three passes, because you know I wanted to just perform that song and just let it go all the way through. Whatever happens, happens, mm-hmm. and it just happened, you know, on that song. So and it came out, you know, the way that I wanted to, because it's always difficult when you're playing the saxophone and you're trying to project the sound that a vocalist does, especially a powerful vocalist like Yolanda Adams, and trying to, you know, to display that message on an instrument, you know. And but I didn't really know how I was going to do it, but immediately when I started playing it, it just fell right into place.
All right, well, let's take a listen to Still I Rise from Joaquin Joyner's new CD, Church Boy. Absolutely beautiful. That was Still I Rise from saxophonist Joaquin Joyner's new CD, Church Boy. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I said, it's a great song.
Now, all of the music that you sent me are instrumental. Are there any vocals on the CD?
Actually, yes. We have vocals. There's a song that I recorded that was originally recorded by Kirk Franklin called Hosanna, which has a vocal performances on it, and also I did a track that was was it not Toby Mac? Look at me, I don't even know my own record. But and also, you know, my wife and we did it. She sings on a record, and a couple of friends sang on a composition of mine called Free Fallin'. So yeah, this the record does feature some vocals on it. And actually, none of my previous records had any vocals on it. So we have three tracks on the new CD that on the Church Boy CD that have vocals.
Okay, now this does not sound like a traditional gospel CD. So I'm wondering, what was your label's concern when you told them you wanted to do one?
Well, you know, I mean, it's always interesting because you know, I've been known to be in a format of a smooth jazz, and they did express a few concerns on how it would translate,
mm-hmm.
You know, in the gospel world and in the gospel market, especially seeing as that gospel and Christian music is still evolving. You know, stepping into that forefront. But with some of the tracks that are on the CD, like the one Yes, Jesus Loves Me and Bless the Lord by Ty Tribbett, some of these are very popular songs. Also, You Are Good by Israel Houghton is a common devotional tune that's sung usually every Sunday morning. And most of the largest churches, you know, throughout the country. And those tracks immediately would catch people's attention because people know them, they can relate to them. Then there are those tracks that people wouldn't know. Like, I'll give you an example. If you don't go to church, the song City on Our Knees, if you're not in the contemporary Christian world, you wouldn't know what that song is. You would say that, oh, that sounds like a Joaquin Joyner song. Mm-hmm. But if you're a fan of, say, Toby Mac, and you go to some of the more contemporary Christian churches, you'd be like, oh, that's my favorite song. Another track, I Smile, that was recorded by Kirk Franklin. Well, that's, you know, a lot of people know that song. And immediately, in fact, when I performed I Smile in Charlotte, I mean, immediately people were on their feet because they loved that track so much. So, that track did well for Kirk Franklin, and you know, I decided to leave the essence of that song in play, just like the one that you just heard, Still I Rise. If you listen to Yolanda Adams' version, I pretty much keep everything you know, intact with the way that she did it, because I want to send the same message that she sent, but just as an instrumentalist, you know, playing mm-hmm. a saxophone, because I believe that, you know, instrumental music is still very universal, and you're ministering without words, you know, is a very important thing, and I've seen it happen even as a performer at churches and playing at churches. I've seen how instrumental music can move people. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, like a David played the harp and demons fled. So I just want to be used as a tool, you know, to minister, and keeping things instrumental has always been important to me, because, you know, I get the same question you asked about vocals is a question that I got on some of my other records. Is you know, some people would ask me, so Joaquin, you know, how come you don't put you know, so many, you know, put more vocals on your albums? And the thing is you know, I have this personal connection to instrumental music, and I really love instrumental music without the help of vocals. In a lot of ways. Now, there are times when I enjoy having vocal performances, you know, with my saxophone, but I like the idea of just having completely instrumental music and sending a message through instrumental
mm-hmm.
music, if you get what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I have a couple of questions from the chat room. Yolanda would like to know, is there any particular musician you would like to record a CD with?
Wow. Well, you know, there's quite a few. I mean, you know, I would enjoy the idea of working with you know, Marcus Miller. That'd be fun. you know, even some of my favorite saxophone players that would be cool to work with. You know, Gerald Albright. That would be fun. I'd love to record something with George Duke. I've always been a fan of of George Duke. Even some vocalists too. You know, it would be nice to perform and record with, say, Yolanda Adams, or even perform with, say, a Kirk Franklin, or even some of the R&B acts of today, like, say, a Chris Brown, or you know. So, I mean, you know, the thing about me is I don't put boundaries on myself. You know, I like to keep my mind and my music open to the possibility of new.
right.
You know,
exactly.
So, yeah, the list goes on
fresh.
And on, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly, yep.
So. Okay, she has another question. She says, I shoot for Slantress magazine out of Baltimore and want to know if Joaquin wants to appear in one of the upcoming issues under the Man of the Month.
I'm always up for that.
Okay.
Especially if you're giving me an entire month.
Well, she says you have her phone number, so give her a call and they can set it up.
Absolutely. Will do. Thank you.
There you
absolutely.
Go. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and play the single that's the first single released on the CD, City on Our Knees. We're talking to saxophonist Joaquin Joyner. If you would like to call in and speak with him, the number is 646-716-5485. This is City on Our Knees. All right, that's the first single being released on Joakim Joyner's new CD, Church Boy. That was City on Our Knees. Very nice. Very nice. I'm loving this CD.
Thank you, thank you. You know, it's City on Our Knees. You know, that song immediately caught my label's attention because it's really the classic Joakim Joyner style. You know, the way that I make use of, you know, the doubling saxophone effect to create kind of a background vocal, but it's not vocal, it's saxophone. Most people would immediately recognize my style if they heard this song, even if they don't know where the song comes from, which is originally recorded by Toby Mac. And I, you know, I like Toby Mac because I like his use of guitar in the gospel and Christian music. I mean, it's kind of like a new and emerging style of the gospel sound. And rather than just going to, say, Southern Baptist gospel sound, you know, to answer your question earlier, I wanted to kind of push to even have a more pop, even rock gospel sound as well, you know, in addition to, say, classic gospel sound too. So mm-hmm. just to kind of keep the ball rolling forward in this whole new Christian sound, but, you know, using instruments to do it, using the saxophone, which is my instrument, to do that. So it's fun. I had a great time recording that track. Actually, I'm playing everything on that track. You know, the drum rhythm and the guitars and the string parts and all of that stuff. That's one of the few songs that I had the opportunity to play everything.
Now, tell me about Jesus Loves Me and your twist to this song.
Well, you know, you have to hear it first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always been a fan of classical music and I love the sound of strings and cellos and flutes and oboes. You know, I used to play in a concert band back in high school, but I've always enjoyed that song. And what I wanted to do with my version of Yes, Jesus Loves Me is I wanted to make use of horn sections, horns that generally play themes, you know, stuff that you would see in movies, the way that French horns double with strings to create a theme effect. So I wanted to do that with Yes, Jesus Loves Me and have, you know, like live violin sounds and live oboe and flute sounds and making use of a wide variety of instruments that are accompanying my performance with the Yes, Jesus Loves Me. And my job performing Yes, Jesus Loves Me is to play the song, make sure that people get the song and not change the whole, mm-hmm. you know, Yes, Jesus Loves Me and you know, just make it Yes, Jesus Loves Me the way that people know it, but have a nice string and horn accompaniment with other instruments and flutes, because I play flute on it and you know, it's making use of all of the instruments that I have and that I know how to play, and I'm also playing the piano on that one as well. So just to, you know, just to send a really big Yes, Jesus Loves Me message.
Yes.
You know, so people wouldn't, and the thing about this song is this song probably will surprise most of my listeners because they probably haven't really heard me in this format of music where I'm kind of performing with an orchestral arrangement. This will be mm-hmm. new to a lot of my fans, so I think it'll be an exciting thing for them to hear.
Now, is this something you plan on adding to your tour, this song?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as the tour starts to roll around and, you know, I'm having rehearsal with my bands, we're, you know, constantly updating and adding new songs and figuring out what's going to be the best song. But Yes, Jesus Loves Me is a classic. That will absolutely be performed as much as possible on the road. In addition to, you know, some of my favorite classics like I'm Waiting for You from my Little Man Soul CD. So it'll be interesting because I'm going to have, you know, kind of gospel side of music, a church boy songs, and then also some of my older, more popular songs all merged together, you know. So I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting because you never know what to expect.
And are you going to bring those same like the strings and the horns, your orchestral vibe to it? You going to do that?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, there's a couple of ideas, you know, that we're throwing around, you know, even using local string sections in high schools and sometimes you can perform with a track that also already has the accompaniment there. Last year I performed at Catalina Island. We actually did use a string section at the performance, and that turned out well. It's on video, and it's even actually on my EPK video, which we're going to be releasing in a few weeks here, or probably next week or so. It generally works out. I mean, you know, and generally I make use of the cello. I'll probably would have maybe two cellos, two violins, you know, on the stage along with the rest of the band. So I think people will enjoy seeing that and hearing that.
I think using a school band would be a great idea. I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've been, you know, working in a few schools, doing a couple of clinics because, you know, that's where it started for me was in school. I started playing saxophone in high school, and I actually didn't own my own saxophone because, you know, I couldn't afford it. My mom couldn't afford it. But the school had a saxophone, and, you know, I used it my entire time throughout high school. And, you know, if they didn't have a saxophone provided for me, you know, I probably wouldn't be playing a saxophone right now. I probably wouldn't be talking to you. So I think it's important to give back and encourage music in school and encourage students that are learning how to play instruments because this society is so – it's so much pop and R&B and all of these other things and not a lot of people thinking about instrumental music and playing instruments and that it's also cool to play instruments. So I really love to jump in and encourage that anytime I see students – playing instruments, playing real instruments, you know, that really excites me, especially when they're really good and talented. I mean, I love seeing that kind of a thing.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to Jakeem's version of Jesus Loves Me. I love that. I absolutely love that. That is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is beautiful. I love that orchestral feel behind that. It was really nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's, like I said, you know, that's one of my first attempts really to kind of create the whole orchestra vibe playing behind, you know, the saxophone. So it turned out really good, and I was excited.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited playing because I love playing that song, you know. So I know that people will see me on the road playing that song. And it's the last song on the record, and I just think that it really closes out the record great. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a great song to end with on the album.
Ah, very, very nice. All right, I want to get in this last song, You Are Good. Tell me about this one.
Well, You Are Good is a song that was originally recorded by Israel Houghton, and I think he's a music director, pastor, or Bishop Joel Osteen's church. And this song is very popular. In fact, in the church that I go to, Abundant Living Family Church in Rancho Cucamonga, this is one of their favorite songs that the choir sings and that's in devotional team sings. It's very popular among the contemporary Christian sound and the devotional worship sound. So I wanted to tap into that. Using the saxophone, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've done with it, it was I kind of created a more pop feel with it. So had a lot of fun working on this track, playing the saxophone, but still, as I mentioned before, keeping the essence of the song together. People will absolutely recognize it. And this song actually is the first gospel single, too. So we have two singles going out. We have the City on Our Knees, which is generally going to the contemporary jazz, smooth jazz side. And this song is the song that's going to be the single for the gospel. So enjoy that one.
All right. You Are Good. You Are Good from saxophonist Jakeem Joyner's new CD, Church Boy. It is scheduled for release on Tuesday, October 23rd, but you can pre-order it now on his website, JakeemJoyner.com. His first name is spelled J-A-C-K-I-E-M, as in Mary. All right, I have a question for you from Facebook. Denise Lopez, she says, the transition of his music is phenomenal. How does he continue to come up with such great creative facets when composing his music?
Well, wow, I just want to say thanks, Denise. I believe that, you know, my music is a gift from God, and I believe that, you know, just God, channeling, he channels me to display a message to his people, and that's what he used me on this record to perform the music and to come up with the parts and play them correctly, and it all seemed to work out. I mean, my experience on the road has also helped me in working with other artists and performing with other artists. Has also influenced, you know, my writing and producing. You know, I've learned a lot as a performer over the course of a few years, and I'm still learning to continue to perform and also continue to produce and write music. Writing music and producing music is just a love that I have. It's something that, you know, when I'm off the road and I'm home, you know, I can't wait to get to the studio. I just love putting new music and things, you know, together, and I just think as long as I continue to have the love that I have for music, you know, I'll continue to write great music, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I would agree with Denise and her question, and, you know, this is a great CD. I'm hoping that you guys will make it somewhere to the, you know, Anthology is, what, San Diego for me, I believe. That's in San Diego, yeah. That's like a 4 or 5 hour drive. Maybe if you...
Yeah, you guys
are
in Vegas.
Yes, yes. Are there any plans to go to Spaghettini's?
Yes, actually, we'll be at Spaghettini's November 11th. Let's give you a rundown quickly of what's happening. October 14th, I'll be at Catalina with my band. October 19th, me and Paul Brown are doing a show at Anthology in San Diego. October 20th, my band will be performing the Church Boy album and songs from that at the Taste of Soul event in Los Angeles. October 28th, I'll be in Nashville doing a concert. I can't remember the venue. It's on my website. October 31, I'll be in Melbourne, Florida, doing the WGRV Groove Series. That'll be a release, a Church Boy, a release concert on the East in Florida. And also I'll be at in Atlanta, live at Lowe's on November 1. And November 3rd, I'll be at Boca Raton doing the Funky Biscuit, all to promote the new Church Boy CD. So I hope to see some of the fans out there on the road.
Okay, and you've already done your last concert with Keiko.
No. We're heading to Florida tomorrow night, actually.
Oh, okay.
And I have two more concerts with Keiko Matsui, and gosh, I think it's in Orlando. Sometimes I don't know where I'm touring. I have to actually look at my website to know where I'm going to be at. You know, but two more shows with her, and then I'll be breaking free and starting on the Church Boy tour.
All right. Well, definitely check out his website to find out where he's going to be in a city near you, and definitely purchase a ticket to go see Jakeem play for sure. Well, I want to thank you again for giving me another opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here. Always great to talk to you. Invite me anytime.
I will. Thank you very much. I surely will. All the best to you with this CD, and definitely I'm looking forward to receiving my copy soon. And I will be adding it to my Jazz Queen Show playlist.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You know, I look forward to coming to Vegas very soon.
Well, I will definitely be on the lookout for you for sure.
Thank
for
you.
Sure. All right. Well, Mr. Joyner, you have a great evening. Thank you again, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the road.
Great. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. All right, bye-bye. All right, saxophonist Jakeem Joyner's new CD is called Church Boy. It's scheduled for release on Tuesday, October 23rd, but you can pre-order a copy now on his website, JakeemJoyner.com. Follow him on Twitter under the same name and on Facebook. All right, I am going to say good night. Let me thank those in the chat room, all of the guests. Southern Cal gal BJ, Yolanda Bell, and Phony Fan Carol. Thank you all for joining me. On Saturday, October 13th, I will be talking to 21-year-old saxophonist Elizabeth Miss. She has a new CD called Breakaway, and definitely want to tune in for that. That is Saturday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Thank you again for joining me. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz, and until next time, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.